CliffCentral.com.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy, G-Man, the ad man, and we're back. What's up? How you guys been? I've been accused of a couple of things, you know, being back. I've been accused of having eaten the custards and their pies. And I can't even lie. I can't lie. I did it. I ate the custards and the pies. But wow, man, how have you been doing, man? Welcome back. Welcome back to advertising. Welcome to 2017 first, where you are going to be doing some advertising. You know what I mean? So let's live first and then also do some amazing advertising. So welcome back, especially to a special shout out to all the interns that got the gig. You know, you guys all came through towards the end of last year, and you sat around in the office and some of you were on Facebook, some of you were actually doing work, some of you were actually sending those, going to reviews, bringing over proactive ideas, and you know what I mean? Like they might have been a bit shitty, but someone knew that you actually wanted to work, you know. I remember there was a time when pre Facebook, when interns used to be on the phone. I remember a time when I was part of a group that was guilty of such, where our phone bill was bigger than everybody else's. In the building, and we were interns, so it was very clear, you know what I mean, that, you know, not as much work was happening as it was supposed to. But yeah, so shout out to the interns that got the gig, man. Welcome to the big beautiful world of advertising. Before we carry on, I just want to remind you guys that, you know, you can hit me up, talk to me at Blaxem, that's at BLAXEM on Twitter. And now also, you know, technology has also, you know, evolved and found us here at G-Man the Admin, and that we now also have a WhatsApp number, thanks to progression in 2017. So you can actually send me a WhatsApp. This is not my personal number, so you can only use this WhatsApp number while I'm on the show. Don't send me a hey, send nudes on this number, because, you know, it's not my number. You know what I mean? So the WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090. 079-748-2090. So send me WhatsApps. You know what I mean? You're at work now, so you can use the Wi-Fi. It's not going to eat up your data. But if you're not at work, I mean, it's WhatsApp. And it doesn't cost as much as sending nudes. So chat to me. Anyway, so I also know that there's a couple of pitches that's going on. So good luck to all you guys out there. I know some guys that have been working on pitches pretty much from the end of last year and into this year. I'm sure you guys had a beautiful Christmas of worrying about the pitch. Good luck to you guys. I hope you guys are going to be, I know you guys are going to be working late. So happy pizza, happy chicken, happy beggars. All those beautiful pitch meals that make you hate that meal after going forward, because you're associated with it being bombed at 11 o'clock in the evening. So that's cool. That's dope. So we've got a lot. We've got a lot going on. The show today, I've got a really special show today in that, I mean, once again, we're back. Like I said, you know, like the tuck shop lady and the Mkulu that drives the Kumbi, I'm back, Nick. All that AITME bullshit that you guys were up to over December, all that Mureki bullshit you guys were up to in December, all that's gone. Because you know, we're back and we're still chatting all those important things that we all know are the mainstay of the show. The transformation conversation is not going anywhere, y'all. If anything, we are a step closer to 2018. So, hey, it's about to get all kinds of busy. People's numbers are being stared at right now as they think about how they're actually going to change the game up, how they're going to change the face of their agencies, how they're actually going to change the way they do stuff. So I'm excited about this year, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of moves happening in order to, you know, to just come to the party, so to speak. So I'm excited for all that. It's going to be another beautiful year of advertising, man. I saw an article yesterday in Mark Lives. You know that dope website where pretty much everyone converges and drops their opinions on things. You know, the website's dope, the opinions aren't always dope, but you know what I mean, that's how opinions go. You know what I mean? Opinions are not always going to be great, but you know, the platform's fantastic. But I saw that and they had an article where they were talking about the 16 most spoken about people on the Mark Lewis website yesterday, right? That's dope. That's dope. So I saw it, and your boy is on there. You know what I mean? You know what? You know what? I'm gonna let you guys know that I really am back. Your boy. Your boy was on that list. I don't know if it was in any kind of order, but they put me at 13. So I'm just gonna choose to believe it wasn't in any kind of order. They just put people in some order. But yeah, man, some of the most spoken about people who were on there, and I like to think that, you know, a part of it is this platform. So thank you for listening in, and thank you for clicking on my face on the Mark Lewis website, guys, because it means that, you know, you guys are out there and we're working hard. So today though, I've got really, really dope guests with me, and we're actually just gonna get into it. You know, there's been conversation about how, you know, this is a show about talking about amazing advertising people and meeting advertising people and meeting great people who work in the branding world and in the branding space. And it's not necessarily a music show, so we're not going to be playing a lot of music. So all those music interludes that you used to before, it's just going to be one dope song in the beginning of the show and one dope song at the end. No more of this, you know, requests. This is not studio mix as well. You know, on that WhatsApp number, don't come at me with, you know, please play me Babes Wotum. And that Babes era is done. It's done. That was last year, guys. The brand Babes belongs to last year. This year we have to find another brand, another musical brand ambassador for the show. So you're gonna help me with that. So hit me up on at Blacksem, at BLAXEM, to help me find the new sounds and stuff like that of G-Man the Ad Man, and also hit me up on WhatsApp. But yes, let's get back to my guest. So. You guys might remember that you know, well, let's talk about how people do this more than just once. So like there are people who have these personalities where they feel like they can go and test nature, right? So they can go up mountains or into the forest, right? And my guests today are all about that kind of thing. Right, but they're gonna tell us why. They're gonna tell us why they make choices like that when you could be at AIT anyway. It's warm. Why do they choose? Why do they choose to go up mountains? So my guest today, firstly, Mr. is a familiar voice to the show. He actually has been on the show before. He was rowdy that time, and he was rowdy that time, and I get the feeling, you know, not a lot has changed. He's already been misbehaving in the studio, but we've calmed him down. My first guest is Mr. Kolwe Sinuma of Studio 214. What's up, Kolwe? I'm good. Come close to the mic, Kolwe. What's going on?
Yes. Okay, I'm good.
Are you good? Yeah, yeah, well, welcome, man.
Psyched for 2017.
That's what's up. Shake the 2016 off of you.
Yeah,
bro.
Well, I didn't get a chance to even relax.
Oh yeah? Have you guys been working throughout?
Yeah, we were following an epic adventure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were documenting it. We were inspired.
Oh yeah, that's dope. So you're saying you guys didn't get a break at all?
So you guys
worked throughout?
Yeah, we worked throughout.
So you guys were essentially skeleton staff.
Yes. Yeah. Very much. But I'm used to it. I used to be that guy.
You were always skeleton staff. Yeah. Those guys who didn't take leave.
No.
Yeah. But they actually are at the office to download movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think this time around we were following a real life movie, which is really amazing. I mean, the people who were climbing the mountain.
Yeah. Okay, wait, hold on. You're jumping ahead. I was just asking you how you are, bro. Just tell me how you are for a little bit.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
That's awesome. And you're
inspired, like I said, and that's why I wanna buy. Yeah. What happened?
Okay, cool. We'll get into it. But welcome to the show, Kolwe. Welcome to 2017. Yeah. And I see you also brought some pies from 2016 with you into 2017. but we'll chat about that. Yeah. But my other guest I'm gonna say the guest that's slightly more important than Kolwe right now, and I know he doesn't like hearing that, is Mr. Tegeran Govender. Right? Did I say that right? Tegeran Govender.
That's correct.
That's what's up. It's the Tegeran Govender, who's the Chief Information Officer at Mercantile Bank. So Tegeran, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Good, thanks. All the best for 2017 to you and your listeners.
Ah, thanks, man. Thanks. You guys hear that? You guys hear that? Listen to how polite that is. Not the stuff that Collie wears on. You know what I mean? Polite. Blessed 2017 to you and your listeners. That's how you do. And that's also why how you get the job Chief Information Officer at Mercantile Bank. Because you behave like that. How have you been, man? Tell us. So you guys, right? I'm gonna get straight into it. So you guys have gone up a mountain, right? In South America. And I mean, like I said, this is not something that everyone does. You know, it's a tough ass feat. Tell us about it. Why did you guys decide, you know, when all of us were chilling out eating watermelon, that you guys wanted to go up a mountain?
Okay, so firstly, we attempted a summit. We didn't.
Okay.
We'll get into that.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, cool.
But I guess it's part of, you know, following our passions.
Yeah.
As much as I love my day work, I love climbing mountains, and it's about combining those two things and doing that in my life.
So is that what you do? You've been climbing mountains. So what other like mountains have you summited like before this one that, you know, that kind of defeated you? Let's say it as it is. It defeated you.
So I've done a few. Kilimanjaro. I think everyone's, you know, starts off with that.
Yeah.
And then I went off.
That everyone starts off with that.
Everyone in the game.
Yeah. All right.
I liked it, and so then I went off to Everest Base Camp last year.
Okay.
I didn't get to Everest Base Camp. There was an earthquake, as you know.
Yes.
About April May last year, I was caught in that. So interesting story there.
Sure.
That's insane. In August of last year, we decided to go climb the highest mountain in Europe. We successfully summited that, and then decided to try the next one, which is Mount Aconcagua.
Yeah.
And due to a number of circumstances, we couldn't get to the top of this one.
Sure. Dude, that is insane. You know, like for me, it always feels like it's a reminder of, and I think a theme that we should all kind of take into 2017 with us, the fact that, you know, you kind of have your surroundings and what you think dope is, and what you think kind of challenging yourself is, and then you always bump into someone that makes you feel like, oh, okay, there's another chapter to this book that I've not been about, but. You know, tell us this Mount Aconcagua. That's right, Aconcagua, right? That you tried to summit. This was obviously now in the name of Mercantile Bank or in conjunction with Mercantile Bank. What is the relationship there? I mean, can you, please elaborate for us, like what that whole thing was about.
So I mean, obviously climbing mountains is a personal desire and passion.
That's right.
And my boss, the CEO of the bank, Carl, also enjoys it. So between him, myself, and one of our board members,
shout out to the CEO. Shout out to the CEO. What's going on?
Thank you. And Tebby, one of our board members, we all enjoy the same passion.
Shout out, Mr. Tebby Kalafeng. What's going on? He was meant to be here, but you know, as he does.
He's acclimatizing.
That's right. Yeah.
We all enjoy the same passion, and so we decided to combine our passion for climbing, our desire to do good, you know, particularly in the education sector.
Right.
As part of this Do What You Love campaign, and combine the two things and really, you know, try and raise money, but at the same time try and achieve our personal passions of climbing this mountain.
And so Collie, you guys have been working with Mercantile Bank on this Do What You Love campaign.
Yeah.
And what is that about? Take us through what that entails.
Firstly, I think for me it's not a campaign.
Okay.
But I mean, we'll call it a campaign because we were commissioned to do a campaign.
That's right.
We were asked to work on their wealth portfolio and to work on the CSI portfolio.
Yeah.
But then when we read up on what was going on the CSI side, we realized that that's what wealth is about. It's not about money, you know. That's being rich.
Yes.
You know.
Guys, this is calling you in 2017. Yo, come on. Yeah.
Money is being rich.
But I hear you. Yeah.
When you are wealthy in soul and spirit, and when you're wealthy and you're centered and you understand what's going on, you know, you have the ability to climb mountains.
Right.
All of a sudden, you have
both literally and metaphorically. Yeah.
So, about 2 years ago, Gugu Zulu, who was also a crazy black man who did crazy things that black men were not trying to do.
He was a racer.
He was climbing mountains.
That's right. And shout out, Gugu Zulu, rest in peace.
Yeah. In the name of Tatu Mandela, the last, and I think Tebe was also climbing at the time when the man passed away. Great man. When I started reading, because I knew, we all know about the story, but you know, you then don't follow what's going on.
Yeah.
And then to hear that this man with that with the same interest and an interest in education and an interest in just overcoming adversity.
That's right.
We're doing this. We said, why, instead of creating a campaign, instead of going to shoot a Mount Everest, Peter Stuyvesant epic thing that cost 3 million. Like to. As much as we'd all like to, the actors were already here. Yeah. The mountain was already there. But the cause was big.
That's right.
You know, I think when a man goes to climb a mountain, he challenges himself and those around him. Automatically.
Yeah.
So we wanted to just give everybody an opportunity to understand, to see what wealth is, to see what wealth can do, and how you can also participate in expanding that wealth, in expanding that influence.
That's amazing.
You know?
That's amazing.
So the idea is that the young daughter of Gugu Zulu and Oletsego gets to get an education, but other young girls get to have an education. But other people with different causes, like Taylor's got his cause.
Sure.
We're talking to Stone Siete. I'm going to meet him this afternoon. He's got the 2020 initiative.
Ah, okay. Shout out Stone Siete.
Yeah, which is about
Mr. Pongo Murphy.
He walks a whole mile from here to, he cycles from here to where he was born.
Okay.
To raise money for.
Where was he born?
Utsoko.
You guys are going to say things like. You know, he cycles from here to.
No,
Pindu.
Man.
Where? Northwest somewhere.
Yes.
Right.
So, but he does that to raise funds for education.
That's right.
You know, and this thing is about education. And everyone is thinking about the young woman.
Yeah.
Everyone is thinking about the young woman. I mean, the young woman is the future. She will give birth to the future.
Yeah.
And, you know, young men need to respect young women.
Yeah.
Seriously, in 2017, please, young men, respect young women.
Shout out to
Yeah. Young women need to know that they're the wealth of the nation, that it resides in them.
Yeah.
And I think these different initiatives coming together under the banner of do what you love.
That's dope. That is so
actually
dope.
Justifies everything that everybody is trying to do. So do what you love is the conversation.
Yeah.
And there's people with different things who are climbing different mountains, cycling, doing whatever. We identify with the Studio 214 because Jesus, it's been more than 10 years trying to climbing this mountain called advertising.
Trying to do what you love.
Trying to do what we love, man. So when I say to you, this is not a campaign, it really
isn't. I hear you.
It's a cause that I will promote until forever.
That is so dope. See, I dig that. I like that a lot. So Terrence, tell me then. So in the Do What You Love campaign. What other cause? I mean, Cody was just mentioned like the fact that there are a bunch of other causes. You have your own causes that you work on. What other causes does Mercantile Bank kind of involve itself in the name of doing what you love, which I think is a fantastic title.
So the bank is over and above the trust that it's set up for education for this particular cause.
Right.
I'm involved together with the bank with Partners for Possibilities.
Okay. What's that about?
It's a program destined to help primary schools and schools in general, but generally primary schools to become the center of the society in which they are part of.
Right.
And that is really to improve the leadership of the school, work with the principal in a number of different facets and try to get the school to be a better functioning unit of that society.
Ah, that's dope.
So I'm personally involved with Good Hope Primary out in Raker Park.
Yeah.
It's a school that has 1,600 students from, you know, various walks of life.
Yeah.
With a number of social ills that
the community
encounters. Using my own skills from what I learned at the office to help that school be a better organization.
That's right.
And then also using this client particularly to then raise awareness for primary education and then obviously for that school in particular.
That is so dope. You know, for me, what really is cool, and I mean, it's kind of a combination of what you guys both just said, is when CSI, you know, and in its traditional form has stopped being its traditional form, right? When people have stopped saying, hey guys, once a year we need to go in and pour soup at a soup kitchen somewhere and that's us done with our CSI initiative, that's not actually linked to what the bank does, and for most importantly, what's linked to the passions of the people who actually work at the bank. So I think it's fantastic. Also, like the wealth story for me is very encouraging. So but tell me something, Collier. When it comes to like now, you say that you've been following this expedition.
Yes.
Right. What does that mean? Did you guys? Did you guys? Did you physically go there?
No.
Were you getting SMS? you know what? Tell me about. You know, we're not gonna call it a campaign.
Yeah.
Tell me what Studio 214 did in kind of going. We're gonna partner in making this.
Okay. So we were asked to set up to do a campaign.
Yeah.
And then what we realized is that there was this going on, these three crazy guys going off to climb mountains, and they'd already climbed three, and we'd missed out on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We weren't going to miss out on that. You know? So we worked with, because we collaborate.
That's
we create
right.
Ecosystems.
Yeah.
So we worked with Brawili, who then set up a social.
Who's Brawili? You're talking to a whole bunch of other people. Brawili, who's Brawili?
Brawili is the head of Initiate.
Okay, cool.
And he does social media, so we're working very much with him.
Shout out Brawili.
We're working very much with Grey, the main agency for Mercantile.
Right.
We're working with Liana Pearl Mukhatle, she's the project manager.
Okay, excellent.
So what we did was almost create a social media base where we take what they posting every day. We show you the map. We update you. So constant updates. Constant. We had video clips of them training.
Yeah.
This is the amazing thing. Climbing a mountain is really just a lot of work. Okay.
It sounds like it. Like I would have thought that it's exactly like that. You know, like one weekend we're like, what are you doing this weekend? Let's not go to Clarence. Let's go climb a mountain.
That's only when you are in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And that also, like, you know, it's you're not fit and you think you can do it, and halfway through you wanna die.
Yeah, you're puking on
Lion's Head.
Yeah. I'm sure that Lion's Head has got a lot of puke on that trail.
So, in creating the campaign and the movement and starting this thing.
Yeah.
You know, we want other people to participate.
Yeah.
So that's why we created a social media platform instead of going radio, TV, you know.
Yeah.
You can't follow.
That's right.
So when we say we followed, it's not just I'm following. Yeah. It's everyone else who, on holiday, instead of just eating the maguinhas and the custard, you know, people checked in. On Christmas, these guys, that's when they left.
Wow.
And for me, that was very amazing because I've had Christmases with my family.
Yeah.
But these guys chose not to do that.
Right.
Because it's not because they didn't wanna.
Yeah.
But because it's the most appropriate time to go there. It's between December and now is the only time when the weather is almost humane,
right,
where it's not alien conditions.
That's right. That's
below 40 degrees. I've never imagined that in my life. That's what they were doing on Christmas. That's what they were going to face and come back New Year's after New Year's after that, while we're throwing crickets and they're called fireworks, I know, but you call them crickets.
I'm gonna forgive, Colin, because you know you're P94, so it's okay. I'll allow just this one.
But so we were working with Zach. I'm a creative shout out.
Shout out Zach.
Multi Films, who were editing while they're in Cape Town. So it was collating their posts, putting together a package for the people just to check stills, videos. They had adversity, and I'm going to hand over to Tegren because the real story lies with him.
Yeah.
They had adversity. They had, you know, like you said, they attempted to summit, but in all of that, what I also wanted to speak about is that preparation.
That's right.
Is the biggest part of what they were doing.
And did you guys document that as well?
We documented that. So you can go to the Facebook, which is, hold on, let me get it for you.
Nice. I see you know it very well.
No, I do. But what I don't want to do is say the
wrong thing.
The wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know, because
anyway, that's cool. While Colio looks for that,
yes.
So I wanna know something, Tegren. Like, is it something that is going to be an ongoing thing? Are you guys going to be doing it? Are you guys going to be summiting more mountains in the name of do what you love, and for this particular cause? And what are the plans going forward for that?
So the do what you love
Campaign.
Yeah.
Movement.
Understanding
is far beyond just the three of us.
Right. Mm.
It really is about anyone that wants to do what they love.
Yeah.
And that was going to be my next question. How can other people get involved? How can I jump in and get involved?
Yeah. And I think that's what we want to try and build this into.
Yeah.
Over time is really about anyone that really wants to do what they love.
Yeah.
And you can get a gist of what that program is about on the Facebook page under Mercantile Bank SA.
Yeah.
So let's say you like baking.
Yeah.
You want to go on a baking expedition.
Call
you
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Cake.
And you can find a worthy cause to tie that to.
Yeah.
The Do What You Love campaign with our foundation is the platform to
that
do that.
That is fantastic. That is really, really cool. I like that a lot. I mean, once again, I without harping on about the wealth thing,
yeah.
I think it's a really great way to explain wealth as well to
yes.
people, you know, where people think that wealth is going to blow up Kantare and you know what I mean? Wealth is actually a wealth that comes with a depth of understanding of some
yes.
kind, you know, and I think it's a great way to also teach that to people and for the brand to take on the personality of real wealth.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so shout out to you guys for that. I think that's a really, really cool thing.
I think the main thing about Mercantile is that they're an entrepreneurs bank.
Ah.
Okay, so that's who they sponsor. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, we really identify with it.
Yeah.
Firstly, young women. I have a young teenage lady who I've been raising since she was 11.
Yeah.
She's been living with me. So, and it's been a pleasure. It's been a great revelation,
yeah.
you know, to watch her grow.
That's right.
And I think when you focus on education and you put entrepreneurship and you put wealth and you put money,
yeah.
you're actually building a better South Africa. The social the social change that we want
yeah.
is no longer in the hands of politicians.
That's
to
right.
be honest.
That's right.
You know? Politicians and business and other
yeah.
big corporates have built infrastructure. They've given us the basis.
Yeah.
About Tato Mandela have brought us this far.
Yeah.
But at this point, what I loved about what Tegan was doing, what I loved about what Tebo was doing,
yeah.
is that they were doing what they like. They're entrepreneurs. He's in IT, understands information.
Yeah.
But they chose a mountain as a metaphor to explain who they are, as a metaphor that challenges their core
yeah.
and takes them out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
And to then have that spill over
yeah.
and become change is what I wanted and what 214 wanted to do.
That's
to
right.
be that, to say, let's take this and make it a catalyst.
That is so dope, man.
Let's make it a catalyst for change. Let's show people that you don't have to have a million.
Yeah.
You don't have to have whatever.
Yeah.
You just have to have the heart.
You see, I agree with that completely. I agree with that entirely because I've always thought that, like, advertising people, you know, it's a very strange thing. You only ever get to see ad campaigns and brands do stuff that actually feels like it's changing the world at awards shows.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Where somebody comes and puts together this cause for the entry. You know yeah. what I mean? And you're like, you know what? Actually, this would have been dope if it was real.
It was real.
You know, and I feel like it's a really great thing and it's a great challenge to advertising agencies and advertising agencies and brand people for us to actually start making real social change that actually is going to impact the world and not just necessarily get you a can gold.
That's
you
know bigger than politics.
It's
and I really want to emphasize on that because I think at some level we don't appreciate what we have.
Yeah.
Especially those who have an opportunity to make change.
Yeah.
Right? Appreciate what you have.
That's what's up.
Appreciate your spirit to
yeah.
challenge things.
Yeah.
Appreciate the fact that you are where you are
yeah.
and you are not in Alex and trying to overcome that.
Yeah, that's
Sonke is Pumada.
Yeah.
Pumada. Yeah. Sonke, we all come from adversity. But
Deep
now.
Proof is not adversity.
Oh, come on, my man.
Come on. Come on.
It was. Sorry, I'm a
come on, come okay. on. Listen,
but
guys,
no,
I'm
for
from
somebody,
roof,
no, Chonga. For somebody
I'm
else,
I'm kidding.
Being in exile, things of that nature.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
right. That's right.
Growing up without a father, I mean, there's
yeah.
something amazing that I also got to experience with Tegan and his son.
Yeah,
you know, when they were preparing.
Yeah,
it took on a different thing.
Yeah.
for the two of them as males.
That's right.
dealing
yeah, yeah.
with what it means to be a man.
Yeah,
you know, and I had the privilege to watch that. So
yeah.
hence I'm saying this is not a campaign.
That's right.
This feels like I was let in by these three men.
Yeah,
and we as a company were, and they let in Mercantile. This was not a Mercantile thing when they started.
That's right.
But they allowed allowed Mercantile to become the voice.
That's dope.
To become the platform that then propels this whole thing.
So, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think, guys, you guys are doing a really, really great job. You want to jump in there, Tegan?
I think what it really is about is linking our personal passions with our work passions.
Yeah.
And at Mercantile, you know, all we do every day is grow entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And it is about taking all our work passions and linking that to something that we also are passionate about outside of work.
That's right.
We do that for ourselves and we do that for our customers.
That's really cool.
And it really is about taking this and starting this journey and then linking it to as many people as possible as we go forward.
That is so cool. You see, and you know, I actually wanted to touch on that as well. Like, you know, for me, Mercantile Bank, I wasn't really sure what the brand was about before this. You know, like it always felt like it was a brand that was for other people. You know, like, you know what I mean? No, for real.
Like the old NetBank. Who are those people?
Exactly. That's exactly it. You know, for me, Mercantile Bank has always come across to me as you know, the guys who are like people like Investec's dad. You know what I mean? Like they're the guys who live. On another plane that the normal person would never actually get to interact with. How much has this done for the brand in kind of the affinity that people have with the brand, but the person on the street? How close have people come to the brand? Do you think this has
I think time will tell on that.
Yes.
But you know, that wasn't the reason we did it.
That's right.
Yeah. That wasn't the reason we did it. We really did it because it's something we're really passionate about.
Cool.
And it really is about driving our agenda around our passion to help the education sector through the trust and to the work I'm doing with PFP.
Okay.
With Partners for Possibility.
Ah, okay. That's fantastic, guys. So you know for me what always, in order to kind of bring it back to the world of branding and to those new interns who've just come in. Like, anyway, so how much like writing did you guys have to do? How much? You know what I mean? I understand that, you know, knowing what I know about stuff like this, there must have been a whole bunch of writing that.
Look,
how big was your team?
Like I said, Willie had to write.
Okay.
He had to do the posts. Melusi had to write a truckload.
Shout out, Melusi. What's going on?
You know, the person who's briefing, it's all about communication in that thing. Because you're almost like a little media station for those few weeks, you know. Because we had to be there when they were at the airport, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
We had to tell Willie what to say, and then we had to tell Melusi, and then we had to send to Brett at Grant, and then we had to send to CEO, and then but eventually you stop doing the rigmarole and it starts having an organic thing.
That's
about
right.
It. So what we did a lot of was also follow their personal Instagram pages, follow their personal things, and try and converge everyone from their pages into our page, into, you know, and for me what was nice is that also it happened over a festive, you know.
That's right.
Which was one of those things. It was a time for giving. So I think now that people have given to their families, it's now time to give back, to start 2017 with an ability to give back.
That's
That's what these guys have done for us.
Yeah.
If you are not following, please follow.
Yeah.
They are on Facebook, and I will read properly how Melusi wrote it.
Yeah.
For more information on how to donate, visit www.facebook.com/MercantileBankSA.
Okay, fantastic. Dopeness. I hope you guys got that out there to find out more information about that.
Yeah.
So I want to take a step back to another thing. You know, you mentioned that, you know, the Guguzulu, the whole thing that happened with Guguzulu having passed away on the mountain. Tegrin, when do you, and I'm sure you guys have gotten these questions now. You know, people have gone, aren't you guys nervous about that because this has happened? You know, and weren't you guys, didn't you guys have a kind of a fear because that also has an impact on the brand if anything goes wrong. You know what I mean? So how did you guys handle that?
So I think you've got to be very aware of what your body's telling you.
Yeah.
In my particular case, the reason I turned around was that I did get sick.
Right.
I had a very high temperature. I was struggling to breathe. I couldn't get my resting heart rate down.
Yeah.
Add that it was at minus 40, the winds were blowing at 40, 50 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
And there was a very, very slim chance of summiting.
Yeah.
I made the choice to stop my summit attempt and turn around and come back down off the mountain to recuperate. And you have no idea how being at 5,000 meters in altitude and then suddenly being at 800 meters when we were down at the bottom suddenly changes the way your body feels.
Works.
And you can feel it. As you get higher, you feel it.
Yeah.
And I think it was just really being aware about that.
Yeah.
And, And again, you know, being in banking, being with Mercantile Bank, is about taking calculated risks. It's about being very aware of what's correct, what's right.
Yeah.
And I made that choice for myself. And I think it was the right choice to make.
That is really, really cool, man. Like, I think no, it is cool, because I think that, once again, it feels like the bank also employs people who carry this ethos with them. You know, like, yeah, believing in the values of the bank, and kind of just having these personal values that essentially just fit into the bank. And yeah, I mean, Kholiwe, I wanted to ask you, actually. Maybe I'll ask you the same question in a slightly different way. Were you worried about you know, yes, what happens,
yes,
if something goes wrong?
Yes.
And the brand, yes, how the brand responds to that?
Yes. All of it. Yeah. But like what you said, I'm an entrepreneur myself.
Yeah.
I think I've learned so many times. That's when we fail, we call it learning now.
That's right. I like that. We don't call it failing anymore, we call it learning. I like that. Yeah.
I've learned so many times, and that prepares you.
That's right.
I've learned that the fear of failing paralyzes you.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you must really get over.
That's right.
I was watching a clip on social media that I'm sure everybody saw. That Idris Elba was talking about keeping your head down.
Right.
He was talking about how success is very much a thing about preparation. It's very much a thing about not calibrating,
yes,
but doing.
Okay.
And being aware that what you are doing,
yeah,
you have to be conscious, but at the same time, you can't keep looking back.
That's right.
Coming up, you have to keep your head up down, so that by the time you look up, you realize you've covered so much.
That's right.
And that's what these guys did. They prepared a lot,
yeah,
so that they didn't spend too much time worrying, and then they could be conscious of what's happening with them.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what preparation does. So, for us, this is a successful story. The fact that they did not summit is nothing. There's still more mountains. I mean, how many left? About four?
Yeah, so I mean, so you know, many of us are trying to do the Seven Summits Challenge, which is climbing the highest mountain in every continent. In my personal case,
I love how Grant keeps just being humbled. This is what happened to us.
No, and that's not the case.
When you meet these gentlemen, that's what happens to you. When you hear this, like when we first heard about this, we're like, to be honest, I could never do this.
Yeah, exactly. But I what I do love is all the metaphoric kind of lessons that live in there about everything that we do on a daily basis. Yeah. You know, like, so about the fact that at some point you need to know that if I don't turn back, if I don't make the call right now to take a break from whatever it is that I'm doing, this might not end.
Yes.
You know, like, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a failure.
No.
It just means that, you know, and you know, I'll bring it back to the most basic parts of being a copywriter. Sometimes you kind of going, wow, this radio spot is not actually going to happen.
No.
This is this radio spot is crap, right? Yeah. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're done. That's the last radio spot you're ever going to write. It actually just means that maybe you should just take a step back and kind of think about what it is, and maybe go find another way into that. So I'm liking all those kind of metaphors that
and it's easy to let your ego take over and keep going.
That's a message to everyone in advertising. It's easy to let your ego take over and keep going when it sucks. If it sucks, let it go, please. Please.
Hey, guys, that's what you were speaking from the heart out there. So, listen, hit me up. Hit me up on @blaxam. That's @BLAXAM. If you have any questions, if you have any comments for my guest out here. And remember that WhatsApp number again. If you want to send nudes. The WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090. And let's hear what you have to say.
Hold on,
about
one more time.
Yeah.
One more time. Like Melusi wrote it, for more information on how to donate, visit www.web.facebook.com/Mercantile Bank SA.
So talk to me about this donation arm of this entire thing. How do people get involved? And you know, people are also going to say, but this is Mercantile Bank. They're the bank. Why do they need money?
It's called a trust.
Exactly. So
we didn't grow up with trust, you know, and we're very jealous of our paler counterparts.
When you say didn't grow up with trust, you mean like as
trust
a people
fund?
Oh, okay.
A thing that has been saved yeah. that you get to have the same opportunities as everybody.
That's right. So this trust is for
young girls.
Okay.
We're starting with Kuku and Tsiakho's daughter,
yeah.
but it is for young girls. It's right. about education. It is right that a bank can create, should create that platform.
That's right.
Because we as real citizens can vote with our money now, you see,
that's
for
right.
change.
Yeah.
Not for we can, you know, and that's what I was saying about putting back the power to the people.
Yeah.
There's something that you said about Mercantile that reminded me of that whole these are the people who live in Platt, that NetBank yeah. thing, when people didn't know what
that's
Net,
right.
it felt like it was so they're not.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship is in all of us.
That's right.
Change is in all of us. So we're tying the spirit of courage and entrepreneurship
yeah.
with the spirit of change.
That's fantastic.
Put some change in there, please. Donate. Yeah. Because here's the thing. We buy KFC and we put Turan and we feel great.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it's good to feed kids.
Every time you mention brand names, I get nervous.
It's good
I get nervous.
To feed
yeah.
kids.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That is. Those are the opportunities we have.
That's right.
The NLC, we play Lotto.
Yeah.
And we think, no, it's about winning millions. That money goes to sportsmen. That money goes to artists.
That's right.
So when a bank starts behaving like that, you've got to actually realize it's an open bank that stands for one thing, courage.
That's intense.
And the belief that you can change things. And that happens with entrepreneurship.
Yeah, yeah.
And the first step you take with entrepreneurship
yeah.
is actually having the courage to see those around you.
That's
and
true.
See their worth, you know, because it's cash abundance, it's cash islash, it's cash much.
That's right. That's you right. Know? Yeah, not numbers, not just people.
No, it's people yeah, that yeah. we work with. It's people that make the change.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
if you're sitting somewhere
yeah.
and you think you can't affect change,
yeah.
buy that KFC, buy that Lotto ticket,
yeah.
and hook up Amantombazane with some money at yeah. Mercantile.
That's
you know,
that's
to
fantastic.
Be educated.
Tegan, it sounds to me like you guys found the perfect partner. In this campaign, because they're obviously very, very passionate about that. How has it been, you know, kind of working with the guys at Studio 214 and what's your collaboration been like?
Yeah, I think it's been good. I think they really understood what it is we stand for as a bank, as
yeah.
individuals, and what it is we're passionate about. It really is about linking entrepreneurs to the things that we love to do.
Yeah.
And really driving that together with the way we drive our business,
yeah.
driving that in our personal lives, and then driving that with this particular trust initiative.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I like that. I like that it feels like it's the brand and the agency are a really, really perfect fit. Now you mentioned as well that you guys also like your main agency is Grey Worldwide, right? So how has there been a collaboration with kind of with the bigger agency, and you know do you find that has also helped the process, the fact that you have, you know, kind of the partner agencies working together?
Look, I mean, that's why when you asked about how many writers, I thought, you know, let's not undermine
yeah.
that this thing is actually, as we have a bigger team
yeah.
than we can afford to pay for in real money.
Got you.
We have entities more than just people.
That's right.
You know, Ama Creative is a huge entity.
Yeah.
Muti Films is busy with art, and they're busy with another film and
yeah.
a webisode, and
yeah.
they're here. Liana is Miss Palmo Khatle, who's re-strategizing her life also,
yeah.
and coming in to help as a sister,
yeah.
because we need sisters to help us push this stuff.
That's
so
right.
it's entities that identify, that we approached
yeah.
to say, look, we don't want to be just Studio 214 working on it. We learn nothing in a silo.
Yeah,
we learn
Complete.
Nothing
yeah.
as heroes. We
yeah.
learn more when we tackle the challenging aspects of collaborating.
Yeah.
You must understand, people are self-motivated when you collaborate,
yeah.
but at the same time, they do have other interests.
That's right.
So managing that
yeah.
has been the tough challenge. But like the mountain, I mean, after Christmas, we actually met, all of us, we sat in one room, and we started rearranging our roles again. Today, I think we've got another roles and responsibilities meeting. So you learn things quicker than you would learn at a traditional agency, where
yeah.
you're working with the same guy and he's say serving you up the same type of thinking and the same type of
attitude. I think he means Melusi now.
No, but that's why are we doing that? That's why me and Melusi need other people in the room.
Oh, man. But gentlemen, wow, man. You guys have done, I think you guys are doing an amazing job. I think for me, what's most important is, you know, taking into the new year, this new approach into being sociable creators, yes, and being sociable brands, right? It's just kind of understanding and being aware of the world around us and how we can actually impact that and actually make a real difference. Because actually, you know, every brand, actually its biggest capital is the consumer, right? And if your consumer's not doing well, you're not doing well, you know. Yeah. And if the communities around us are sick, we're sick.
Yeah.
You know. So and I think that you guys have done an amazing job in kind of, and for me the one of the biggest things I took out is the understanding of, and what, and I think we should be spreading a lot of, is the understanding of wealth, right?
Yes.
And the understanding of human wealth.
Yes.
And the depth of that. So well done, gentlemen. I think that you guys have done an amazing job. I'm almost out of time. This is how quickly the hour flies by. So thank you so much, guys, for coming through. But tell me, once again, Koli, I'm going to give you another opportunity to plug and tell us exactly where people can go, where people can reach you.
So it's to follow us on www.web.facebook.com/MercantileBankSA.
Okay.
We can all create the new wealth.
That's right.
And the bank has given us.
The bank is giving you?
sorry.
Yeah.
The bank has given us the opportunity to make change.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Right.
So that's what it's about.
Okay.
It's not just about young ladies. It's about everybody. But this is where we're starting with the daughter of Ukuku Zulu. No,
love it entirely. Love it entirely.
Let's create wealth for our country. Let's create change.
Beautiful. Terry, any final words? Anything you wanna add to those wise words by the sage man?
Well, for me, it's back to work in a couple of days, and
oh,
really,
yeah?
Is about,
oh, still on leave.
Still on leave.
Nice.
And it's really about, you know, driving that passion for the next few months, yeah, and getting my work and getting the bank and all the stuff that we're doing there to, yeah, tip top condition, and then preparing for whatever's the next do what you love piece of passion that I wanna take on.
That's fantastic. Well, there you have it, guys. Do what you love. And advertising and branding and everything that we do, for a lot of us, is what we love, you know. And don't let those people that you encounter in the office who don't like what we're doing,
yeah,
don't let them put you down, you know what I mean? Keep doing what you love, and actually, you can actually, I mean, the passion that is full in this room, you know, is palpable because people are doing exactly what it is that they love. And I love being here as well, and I hope you can hear it too. So huge shout out to the guys at Studio 214. Huge shout out to the guys at Mercantile Bank as well. You guys are doing a really, really dope job. Huge shout out to you in 2017. Get out there, go get that brief. The hour is done now. We're done talking. Go get the brief. Go to the traffic lady and tell her that, okay, you are ready now. You are ready for those things and squeeze bags. You can. And you're actually going to make the best things and squeeze bags you can, because that's just what you do. You do what you love. So it's your man, G-Man, the ad man, and we're back. It's going to be another fantastic year. It's been, I can't believe we're here going into another year, and we're about to do a more amazing stuff. Hit me up again once again on Twitter at Blaxem, at BLAXEM, and get the podcast, right? So we didn't swear too much, so you can play it for your moms. And you can also play it in the car on your way to your next meeting, because that's how podcasts work. That's the dope thing about podcasts, you know. Like, if you miss the show right now, you can, you know, on your way home, if you're sitting in traffic, you can listen to this podcast, and then you can listen to the other podcasts that we've had before as well. But yeah, have yourself a fantastic week. Have yourself another great week in advertising. And like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom, G-Man, the ad man.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agents. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com.